I'm Dan Schwartzman with your NBC Sports Audio Update. ESPN is reporting that Brooklyn Nets guard Kyrie Irving has decided to exercise his $36.5 million player option for next season, meaning the 30-year-old cannot be signed and traded this offseason. Reports say the Los Angeles Lakers were the only team that was willing to work out a deal to bring in Irving after a list was released of teams he was willing to play for. The Hockey Hall of Fame is welcoming in a new class led by the Sedin twins, as well as Daniel Alfredson and Robert Luongo. One major snub is Alexander McGillney, who did not get the nod despite scoring 473 goals and accumulating 1,032 career points in 990 games. The Boston Bruins have given general manager Don Sweeney a multi-year contract extension. Under Sweeney, the team has tallied four straight non-pandemic shortened seasons with 100 or more points, including a trip to the Stanley Cup Final in 2019. The Bruins are currently searching for a head coach after firing Bruce Cassidy 3 weeks ago. 9 games on the Major League Baseball schedule with 2 divisional matchups featuring both teams with 500 better records as the Boston Red Sox open a 3-game series at the Toronto Blue Jays while the Cleveland Guardians host the Minnesota Twins in Game 1 of a 5-game set including a doubleheader on Tuesday. Big upset to start Day 1 at Wimbledon as 7-seed Hubert Hurkacz loses in 5 sets to unseeded Alejandro Davidovich Fokina, while top seed Novak Djokovic did drop the 2nd set to Korean Sunwoon Kwon en route to a 4-set win. Another big scare occurring as 5th-seed Carlos Alcaraz comes from being down 2-1 and in a 4-set tiebreaker to knock off Jan-Lennard Struff in 5 sets, while 16-seed Pablo Carreño Busta retires from his opening match after 2 sets. Others advancing to the 2nd round include 3rd-seed Casper Ruud, 9th-seed Cameron Nori, 10th-seeded Yannick Sinner, and 3 Americans, 20th-seed John Isner, 23rd-seeded Francis Tiafoe, and 30th-seed Tommy Paul. In the women's draw, 2-seed Annette Contavet, 3rd-seed Ons Jabeur, and 10th-seed Emma Raducanu roll into the 2nd round in straight sets, while 7th-seeded Danielle Collins is knocked out in 3 sets. 2 games on the WNBA schedule, as the Phoenix Mercury are home for the Indiana Fever, while the Las Vegas Aces are on the road to the Los Angeles Sparks. Jailed WNBA star Brittany Griner had a preliminary hearing earlier today in Moscow and will remain in custody for the duration of her trial, which is scheduled to begin on July 1st. Griner was arrested more than 4 months ago at the airport in Moscow and charged with cannabis possession and is facing 10 years in prison, although many believe Griner is being held by Russia in the hopes of swapping her for Russian prisoners held in the U.S. With your NBC Sports Audio Update, I'm Dan Schwartzman.